This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We were talking about Caleb Williams at the end of last hour. Scott in Germantown brought up a good point. You know, listen, the Bears are winning, and Caleb Williams is playing well in some ways. He had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions yesterday. A 104.3 quarterback rating. I didn't get to see the whole game. I was driving. But he played well enough. But 19 of 35. Throws behind people. Off target a lot, inconsistent. Now, I hope with the quarterback guru, whisperer, offensive mastermind that Ben Johnson is, that he gets better. But until I see it, there's question, just like there's question about a lot of things. Questions about a lot of things. Bears did beat the Steelers, though, 31-28. And another win. They're 8-3. And they go into Philadelphia Friday afternoon. I'm going to be real intrigued to see a pissed-off Philadelphia team on a short week for both at home and what they do to that offense. I'm going to be real interested to see that. If Caleb carves them up like a turkey, then okay, here we go. But, you know, I, again, some of the statistics, well, it was his third game with 3-plus pass touchdowns and no interceptions this year, which tied Eric Kramer in 1995 and Dave Craig in 1996 for the most such games in a single season in Bears history. All right. Let's go back to the phones and chat it up with our guy, Paulie. Off the weekend and no Commanders game to gripe about. Paulie, what's sticking in your craw? How are you, pal?
Hell to the W, man. I don't have a craw. Whatever that means.
Well, you know, it's a figure of speech once again, Paulie. Like, what?
Speech once again, Paulie. Hey. Tinker is Russell. You know what you be doing, man.
What am I
you
doing?
You know what you do, man. You like to stir the pot.
Paulie,
like
I'm doing is sharing pickles out of a jar during the commercial break.
Man.
Would you like one of my pickles?
Listen. Hey, Mac, say it for me, man.
Hey, yo.
Say it for me, hey, Mac.
Pause.
Hey, yo. That's crazy.
Paulie, anyway, I'm just trying to be nice. I'm offering you my pickle.
No, you're sounding real creepy right now, man. You got a van parked out back, too. But let me say this, man.
Listen, you hear the crunch?
I know you, right? So it's not bothering me like it's bothering everybody else. You said it, though. I'm glad you said it the last. You don't like Shador's personality, so that gives you a thing against Shador. because the man out there, J.J. McCarthy, is worse than Shador right now.
Wait, and my man? When did I become a J.J. McCarthy guy?
It's a figure of a speech, Russell.
Oh, okay.
You want to listen to the show? It's not cookie-cutter radio here. It's opinionated base. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, because you don't like his personality, you don't like Shador. And that's your opinion. That's for you to have. I can say the same thing you saying. Like, you know, pump your brakes on Shador. You know, the only thing he really showed me yesterday was the moment wasn't too big for him, which is not a surprise. He's Deion Sanders' son. And as far as personality goes, I would say, you know, two out of his three sons are a carbon copy of his personality. You know, so, you know, other than that, he has a ways to go. I mean, he did a good job of you know, taking what was given to him and you know, moving in and out of the pocket. But I thought he was moving too much at times. I thought he was floating to the right too much at times. Like you said, he's laid on some pads and all, but he looked like a rookie quarterback. And that's one thing we have to understand. It's just not being a rookie quarterback. It's being a first-year quarterback, a second-year quarterback. And the same thing with Caleb and Jaden and everybody else. Drake, man, they're going to struggle. So we can't sit here and say, well, he's only 19 for 35. His pass is thrown off behind. None of these guys are finished products. I don't care how good they was in college, what they won, or how good their first year was, or how bad their first year was, and all of a sudden how good their second year was. None of these guys are finished products. Until they get in their fifth year in the league, then that's when we can really start saying, well, you know what? This guy, he's a good player, but he's not a franchise quarterback, or he's a backup quarterback, and I think that's pretty much where he'll be. I mean, you got to give these quarterbacks time, man. We're in a microwave society when it comes to quarterback play, and that's just my opinion when it comes to the position, man. Now, as far as Jaden goes, I'm glad that he's not going to play on Sunday, and I don't care who the opponent was. The man been out of practice for what, 2-3 weeks now, 3 weeks now? I mean, for him to just come back and start practicing this week and then throw him in there on Sunday, man, I think that would be malpractice. Let the man get some practices under his belt. Right, let him get back, you know, let him get comfortable. Let him get comfortable with, you know, throwing the ball again to his guys. Let him get comfortable calling the plays and being around the guys. And, you know, let him get some of his timing and stuff back before you just throw him out there. Because if not, it's a recipe for a disaster. All right, so I'm a big believer in any sport, man. You got a guy coming off injury, man. You don't care who he is. Let's not just throw him in the fire, man. You know, let him get some seasoning. You know, let him get some seasoning on that chicken. You know what I mean? Before we drop it in that fryer, man. That's all, man. So I'm glad they ain't letting him play this week. You come back, get some practice in there. You know what I mean? Get the cardio going again, and then we'll see you in Minnesota next week, man. That's how I feel about that, Russell. Love you, my guy. Hell to the W.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate
you. Love you too, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you. And sorry, I hope you didn't take any offense to me offering you a pickle. I was just trying to be nice.
Thank you, Ms. Russell.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Here's what I would say. Again, not only did I not want Jaden Daniels to come back and face Denver just because of their overall pressure and their ability to get home. But also, if we think about it, and Paulie just pointed out, it's a smart move, right? Last week, what did we say a couple of times about Joe Burrow? Everybody's like, oh, he's going to play, he's going to play, he's going to play, he's going to play, he's going to play. We kept saying, slow down. Maybe they're just getting him ready to play next Thursday night against the Ravens. And ta-da! But everybody just assumed because he was practicing in full that Joe Burrow was going to come away from a 2+ month absence and play based on 2.5 practices. And instead, the Bengals did it right. Now, they lost, but that's not because they went with Joe Flacco, who did throw a terrible pick six, as opposed to Joe Burrow. The point being is guys actually need to get back on the bike again. And Paulie mentioned, you know, good cardiovascular shape, right? We've heard that term around here. Guys are medically cleared, but that doesn't mean they're football ready. Or you can be in good shape, but it doesn't mean you're in good football shape. Right? And that's something you have to remember. So, theoretically, this gives Jaden Daniels a chance to get back to practice. Presumably, I would guess, as the backup. I don't know how they're going to do this with Mariota. I assume Mariota, you got to give him most of the reps, right? The first team reps. So I don't know if that means Jaden's scout team. I don't know how that's going to exactly play down. Maybe Dan Quinn will answer that coming up at 3:30. Maybe he won't. Probably not. But, like, guy, especially the quarterback position, and even though Jaden hasn't been out as long as Joe Burrow, it takes time. So I have no problem with him not playing this Sunday. The bigger issue I have is that this game is still on Sunday night. That's the bigger problem. That's what we should all be mad about. Not that Jaden Daniels isn't going to play. 301-230-0980. Let's go to our guy, Double A, MCO, Athens and Annapolis. What up, Double A? How are you?
I'm good. I think you need another weekend with the kids. I think people have called in today and done nothing but stress you out. And ever since that guy called in and voiced his opinion or whatever it was and got you all riled up, you've just been a rooster that's got his feathers ruffled. So I think on days like this, we need a wrestling segment. You know, all the wrestling fans can call in. I wanted to tell you I did get my ticket to go see The Undertaker's in person and the interview or podcast or whatever that it's going to be on, like, the 12th of December at the Howard Theater. So I'm excited for that. But this is just a weird day. You know, you guys are talking about the Cowboys, which is horrible. You're talking about Shador, which is great. You know, guy did okay, but he was playing the Raiders. So to your point, let's not crown him yet. The Browns are like the Raiders, have like 250-plus losses in the last 25 years. So there are teams that have been worse than us. So, as far as Jaden, I mean, I'd like to see him play, but I'd also like to see some talent around him to actually go out there and have a chance. So, it's kind of like a disorganized call today, but that's what I've got for the show to increase the ratings.
No. It's not disorganized at all. It's your unique spin and your assessment of of the landscape, if you will. I mean, it's better than talking about going back to the old name. I would say that.
This would have been a good day to have Tyler call in. This would have been a good day to have your son as a guest on your show to entertain everybody.
I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. I'm going to send you a video, a cute little video that he did yesterday at lunch a little bit later on when I remember to do so. I would just say this. Listen, about the Cowboys, I don't like the Cowboys. I never have liked the Cowboys. I never will be a Cowboys fan. But there's a difference between being a fan of a team like Cowboy B is and being a fan of how they're playing and how they're going about doing their business and about the story that they are becoming. Now, that story could end pretty quickly. Kansas City on, again, third game in 10 and a half days on Thursday, and then at Detroit a week from this Thursday, right? It could end very quickly, but it's a good story, and you can be a fan of a good story, right? And as far as the Commanders go, we know they're playing out the string. We know they're not mathematically eliminated, unlike AMAC's Giants, who were mathematically eliminated for the first team to get mathematically eliminated yesterday in the NFL this season. We know they're just playing out the string, even though, again, they technically have a chance. The biggest thing that I would just say is, to me, like, the out of all the bad things that have gone wrong this year, the number one thing that could go wrong, like, on top of everything else, is Jaden getting hurt for a fourth different time this year, having to miss games. But also, if it's a significant enough injury, whatever it might be, right, and it could be a number of different things, having to miss the offseason program. He needs the work. He needs time on the grass. He needs practice time. He needs real live bullets time. He needs every sort of time. He is not a finished product, despite what others want to say about making it to the NFC Championship. No, I'm sorry. Was Tom Brady ever a finished product? No. Was Peyton Manning ever a finished product? Hell no. Was any, you know, is Aaron Rodgers, as goofy as he is, a finished product, or was he? No. Drew Brees? No. I mean, guys, they need to work. They need to play. But you need to make sure that another significant injury doesn't occur somehow, some way.
Well, they need to put up at least a respectable product these last five or six games or whatever it's going to be. So hopefully Miami was a start. I don't think they have a chance against the Eagles, but we will be playing Sam Howell in week 18 when the Eagles are resting their players. So we might have a shot that game, but, yeah, shout out to the great ones like Dr. Sabah and Tyler Russo and John from Oklahoma, and the rest of the week, maybe Linus will pop in and do a spot on your show because you're always saving his ratings on his show.
Yes.
So you know,
yeah. Linus is coming up at the top of the hour, so he'll be here to save the world. Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
Chris,
you got to ask him about Angel Reese. You know, about the reaction of the new boyfriend. That'd be a great topic to end the show with.
How is
he feeling? He's on the mend.
That's a good point. Maybe he'll have to go on to somebody else. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Well, let's double A go. We'll go to, where are we going here? Chris in Damascus. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, you guys have pretty much closed out what I was going to say. I was going to give you four quarterbacks. Here they are: Joe Burrow, Jackson Dart, Jaden Daniels, and Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
They're all have been compromised by injury this year, and they're all are more or less eliminated. And how would you proceed? But you basically say, like, the younger guys may need whatever they can get, but they need to be 100%, and you know what I mean, before they continue their growth. And then, like a guy like Joe Burrow, I mean, he's injury prone. Would you agree with that assessment?
That Joe Burrow is injury prone? I got lost a little bit there.
No, just all four of them have been injured.
Oh.
They're all four franchises are more or less eliminated.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm tying it into tanking as well, but I don't know if I'm asking, hey, should we just tank this one? Or, no, it's important we get these young guys out there and even Joe Burrow out.
Yeah, I think what it is and how I look at, you know, the Bengals are not going to the postseason, the Commanders are not. You mentioned
Jackson Dart and Dylan Gabriel.
Like, when Jackson Dart is cleared from concussion protocol, even though Jameis Winston was great yesterday, Jackson Dart needs to be the starting quarterback. Why? Because he needs time. He needs to learn how to protect himself.
Yeah, I thought you answered.
He needs experience.
You and Paulie.
Same thing with Jaden Daniels.
Answered it.
Yeah,
all right. So I guess I'm on board with that. But it got to be 100%. No knees, no elbows, no ribs, no nothing. And then yeah, I agree. They need the time and just keep working. All right. And then, anyway, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And your show is great, and appreciate it. I had one baseball thing for you.
Yes.
All right, so the World Series was great. Haven't talked to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for doing baseball talk with me. But I had something about Pete and Pete Medhurst. He would substitute, you know, from time to time for Dave and whatever. He was one of my favorites on calling a double play. I had to say it, the way he called a double play was one of the best. I've listened to a lot of baseball, all the best, all of them, from Tom Hamilton to Harry Callis, even up in Philly when he was a baseball broadcaster. But Pete and Dave Jagler is excellent. But Pete, when he called a double play, was great, and I just remembered him, and maybe it's that time of year. Thank you, Pete, or thank you, Chris. Have a wonderful day, and that cowboy talk kind of made I got to get my appetite back after that cowboy talk.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. Appreciate you. I don't specifically remember Pete's double play call, but Pete was just tremendous at everything that he called, period. And always thinking about him and his family and Brenda and Kelly and his sons. And I saw he won an award for lacrosse play-by-play last week. So, you know, it'll never really be the same. I mean, we've lost so many great ones just this year alone. So the Commanders have opened the 21-day window, practice window, for Noah Brown. That's great. That's great. Remember, he's been on IR. Terry can practice at any point. They don't have to, you know, because he's not on IR. Noah Brown, they had to because they so badly misjudged his original injury. And on top of that, his injury history and his inability to get off the trainer's table without getting hurt again, that they had to put him back, that they had to put him on IR after he missed 4 weeks and returned to practice. They so badly mismanaged that, they had to put him on IR, which meant then he had to miss another 4 games. So he's missed like 8 or 9 games total now in a row. And now they're going to activate him back to practice, hoping that he can actually make it through the practice week and actually return to the lineup. So we will see. We will see. Congratulations to Noah Brown. I'm very happy that he is returning to practice. Again, I believe it when I see it. When I see him on the field for more than a game, maybe a game and a half, then I'll feel like a little semi-confident that he might be able to help the team out. Until then, no thanks. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, we continue along. Still to come, Dum Dum of the Day before 4 o'clock. And when we get on out of here on the Team 980, stay with us.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, in case you missed it, Jaden Daniels unlikely to play this Sunday night against Denver, which is probably a good thing considering Denver's 49 sacks lead the NFL by far. Even with Cleveland's 10 sacks yesterday, they're still only at 42, and they are second highest pressure percentage rate in the NFL. It was not about, like, hey, Jaden Daniels had to get back for this game. It was, we got to get him to where he's healthy, healed, I presume wearing a brace. It's his non-throwing arm, so I don't know why he wouldn't, just for extra precaution in case he's dragged down again, which is going to happen. But also getting him back on the bike. You don't just walk in off the street and play quarterback, especially when you're a young quarterback and you still have a lot of growing to do. And oh, by the way, I refuse to once again say, just because he made the NFC Championship game last year and he was so phenomenal, that his growth process is done, that he can't get better. That is absurd, and yet I keep hearing that. All right, we're awaiting Dan Quinn meeting with the media. I'm sure he'll give the official word that they leaked out to the reporters about an hour and a half ago, that Jaden unlikely to play and that they won't miss a step and blah, 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 blah. I'm curious. I haven't heard anything about Terry McLaurin. Is McLaurin expected to come back to practice full-time on Wednesday? So I'm hoping we get that information out of Dan Quinn. I am not in the mood to hear about how, you know, it was good to mentally reset and how, you know, they think getting away is going to spurs like some sort of momentum or anything like that. This is a chance against an inconsistent Denver offense who lost J.K. Dobbins and who has Bo Nix, who has been up and down. This is a chance to play reasonably well enough on defense that you can hang in this game and perhaps win it if Mariota plays well, if they can run the football somehow, if they can make one or two decent plays in the passing game. It is a chance, but clearly the offensive line and Mariota, who holds onto the ball too long to begin with and has always been a problem, and it was a problem against Miami and Madrid, and it's been a problem his entire career, it is going to depend on that. Or you could see something similar to what you saw yesterday for Cleveland against the Raiders. Now, do I think Denver is going to get 10 sacks? No, of course not. But, I mean, could you see 5 sacks? 6? Yes. Mariota holds onto the ball too long. Always has, always will. Did it in college. Nobody wanted to pay attention. Nobody wanted to pay attention, including the Tennessee Titans. So, to me, against a team that leads in sack and pressure percentage, I would expect a lot of quick passes, a lot of quick game. I would expect them to be heavier run. I would expect some natural running back screens. It's just something you don't see a lot of. And I'm not talking about of the check down variety when there's nothing else open. I'm talking about by design. Something I don't see a whole lot of. So that's what I hope to hear. What's that? Do we have Dan Quinn? Oh, all right, let's go to Dan Quinn right now, who's addressing reporters via teleconference.
Right now, and we talk a lot about our culture and our standards, and those things weren't fully built just last year. And we began the building process of that and where your standards get strengthened and tested and all those good things, and that's exactly where we are. And as I told the team, for all of us, man, like, we can dig and get more. That's game day and really every day. That's more speed. That's more focus. And players and coaches, man, we can for sure do that. It's doing the small things at a world-class level. And where we are, nothing to me is too small. And so this is our opportunity to elevate. And individually as a team, that's our focus, where we're at and how we want to go after it. So that's kind of what I started our, you know, returning from the bye messaging, and I wanted to share that with you as we get started. And it was cool to be back out on the practice field today and get rolling again. We all needed that space, and now it's time to go again. So that said, I'll open it up with you guys and we can get rolling to start the week.
John Keim.
Hey, Dan, I know you want to focus on what's right now, but with Jaden Daniels, reports out, going to be returning to practice this week. I'm just curious what you can tell about what he'll be able to do this week.
Yeah, it has been good. He will be able to return to practice. We had our first session today, but Johnny has not been cleared for contact. So, I mean, he'll probably be unlikely to play. But, man, it's good to get started and get the return to play going. So that's a big deal for us.
And how important is it for you to see him back out there playing again this year?
I think it's important as Jaden's getting going, learning to play like this position at the highest level competitively, also doing it safely. And those are reps, you know, that you develop as well. It's a skill just like throwing and processing. And so all those things are important. But him included, it was awesome today to have everyone really back at practice, John, including three guys that were in their 21-day window and too early to call a lot of the guys, you know, for the game. But getting on the field and having the guys here, John, that was a big deal, man, to have that many. It's been a long time since I've said that out loud of everybody's here and working, that's for sure.
Nikki?
Assuming that includes Terry McLaurin, kind of what is his trajectory? Where is he at?
It was good to see him, man. That smile lit up, and it wasn't like a full speed hauling ass day, Nikki. But that's kind of what we're hoping the progression for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday looks like for he and some of his teammates. But he's really worked hard, and so to see, you know, us take the next step, like we'll see where it takes us. But it was awesome to have him out there today. I'm excited for him.
And for all those guys, I mean, I'm sure the injuries have been frustrated, especially for them. You know, what have you seen from them as they've mentally dealt with it? And then what do you need to see from them to know that they're ready for the final stretch here?
Yeah, for some of the guys, when you've been out for a while, it definitely takes some resilience, Nikki, because especially when there's like a different injury or a re-injury, because that's the easy space to go down the dark spot where it's why again or those things. And so you want to check, you know, mentally where they're at and make sure the things they now can control are this part of the rehab and healing and getting better. And so I knew they would come. But when you're in the thick of it, sometimes it can be hard to see, you know, just on the other side, you know, of the street. But for those guys in specific, knowing they're back doing what they love to do and back on the field, it's a big step and it definitely adds a lift.
Tom?
Dan, sorry, just to clarify, so those three guys would be Terry, Noah, and Will Harris?
Correct. Mike? Yep. Nope. The three in the window are Noah, Will Harris, and Drake.
And then kind of on a macro level, I'm sure you took part of the bye to kind of look back at how the first, whatever, 11 weeks of the season went. When you look back kind of at yourself, your own performance and messaging or certain decisions you made, what's something that you took away from that review?
Yeah, there's a lot, honestly, Tom, when you go back through, because you want to make sure you're digging in on the right things and the right mindsets. And so I want to find out, you know, like, where are the mistakes? And you want to answer, okay, do you know where they are? Are they fixable? Okay. And yes and no's are, you know, answers to those. And then here's the process that you have to go through to do that. Because, like, as you know, like the difference on those winning and losing comes down to these, you know, differences that you need to do. So I wanted to dig back in hard. I asked a lot of collaboration with the coaches as well, in their opinion. So I wasn't just going to make it my point of view. I wanted to collaborate as strongly as I could, Tom, to make sure that everybody had a voice in this and also like how we plan on, you know, moving forward with real resolve and making sure the practices, you know, the standards that we want are really being met. You know, that's why I discussed it with the team too.
David Aldridge.
Dan, you mentioned Will. I know it's about 2 weeks into his window. I just wonder, like, you know, what is he able to do everything now and how does it look for him for Sunday, and if not Sunday, the following week?
Yeah, it looks good, Dave. And the reason being, like you said, he was chomping at the bit even before we started. He worked really hard to get himself back to it. And then it was really about the movements, the conditioning, into those things. And so had the week out in Spain as well of, you know, full-on practice to go. and then more conditioning, more movements this past week. And then, so, yeah, we're very optimistic heading into this week for him and all that he's done to get himself ready to go.
Dan, it looked like, you know, against Miami, maybe there was a little bit more zone than normal. And I just wonder if that's correct or incorrect. You can correct me either way. And what you saw from your defense in that game that you can build upon for the next six.
Yeah, I would say there was a little bit more on certain parts of the field, Dave. That's accurate in terms of the zone. Some of that's game plan with the shifts and the motions as well, you know, in terms of Miami. But down in the low red zone, that's probably what I was most excited about, honestly, with the team of just, man, like trying to impose your will. I can think of the, you know, play by Kinlaw and then the two linebackers, Wagner and Luvu, on a pass fourth down stop. So down in the low red zone, that's what I was most excited to see with the defense, the energy, the toughness to go just battle for it, man. Those were some cool things for me. Still working to say, hey, we got to create takeaways. That has to be part of it. We thought we had some chances too. We didn't nail that, but that's going to be a big part of it too. I've not been one DA to say, oh, they come in bunches and those things. Like, no, you have to work at it. You got to go get them. And they're not, you know, freebies that you can get. So that's what I'm looking to dig into more. But I liked the attitude that I saw from some of the guys for sure.
JP?
Hey, Dan. So with Harris, you said you're really optimistic. What's the optimism level with McLaurin for this Sunday?
I'll have a better answer for you, JP, later, only because I've seen Will a little bit longer. But I would say this, man, I'm excited about, you know, the possibilities because of his speed and how he's moving. And so those are big steps, JP. And so maybe I saw Will already do it, the full speed spots at practice, come back and do it again. And so that's the space that we need to see from Terry and repeat it. And so once I see that, then I'll let the optimism, you know, grow stronger. But let's take us through those two steps first.
All right. That is J.P. Finley with Dan Quinn, other reporters as well. And you heard there a little bit on Terry McLaurin, Will Harris. Seems like Will Harris is closer to returning than maybe even Terry. We'll see throughout the rest of the week. You heard Jaden Daniels not cleared for contact. Now, the good news is you might be asking, like, well, why could he practice then? Well, again, this is the reason why practice is not good enough. There's no contact to the quarterback. None. At all. And if there is, it's a big-time mistake. It's a big no-no. It's why practice in preseason is not good enough. I can't make that any more simple than it is. Practice, not good enough. Your body and your play style changes. Your mental clock changes when you can be hit, as opposed to when you cannot be hit. So my sense is if they don't have any setbacks on Terry, that he'll probably play Sunday night. It looks like Will Harris is going to play Sunday night. It looks like it. And I got to say this. All offseason, I kept hearing Will Harris, he's not as good of a run defender as Jeremy Chinn, not as good of a tackler. And I kept pointing out, yeah, but, I mean, he's got range. He's got better range than people realize. Is he going to make every play? No. But he's got better range than they've had here in a while. What I screwed up on, I didn't realize what kind of leader and what kind of communicator he was and is. So that's going to benefit the Commanders who, I mean, you would think, right? If Will Harris can come back, that means less Quan Martin, even with his snaps being cut a little bit against Miami and Madrid, right? I mean, you would think they got Darnell Savage. They've got Tyler Owens. You would think, right? No reason to keep trotting Quan Martin out there. He can't tackle. He's always miscommunicating. Kind of in the wrong spot a bunch. Ha- has majorly regressed. Not giving up on him, but he's got to figure something out, and it hasn't worked. So there's that. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll come back. Dumb Dumb of the Day next, and we'll see if we can squeeze in a final phone call, right, AMAC? Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, we can try
we'll
that.
We'll see if we can do that. But we've got to we wanted to bring in Dan Quinn to get the updates on Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, Noah Brown. Am I forgetting anybody else?
Terry.
Oh, yeah. I said McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, Noah Brown. Oh, and Will Harris, right?
Will Harris, yeah.
Right. Those were the four big ones, I guess. You know, Drake Jackson. Okay, whatever. I mean, we'll see what he can do. Former second round pick, who they signed when he was injured and immediately put on IR. So maybe he'll give them some juice like Jacob Martin has off the edge. God knows they need it. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, everybody, we wrap up the show like this. We'll do Dumb Dumb of the Day, and then we'll try and squeeze in a call before. But I take you to Manchester, England. And forgive me if I say this name wrong. Everton midfielder Idrissa Gueye? G-U-E-Y-E? Don't know. Was sent off the field, the pitch, as they call it, after just 13 minutes of a Premier League clash with Manchester United earlier today. Why? Because he slapped his own teammate, Michael Keane, in the face. That's right. The referee of the match caught this one player slapping his teammate in the face during an argument between the pair in the first half today. There was a misplaced pass, what have you. Doesn't matter. And it led to a penalty area chance for another player, Bruno Fernandes, who I've heard of. And he was immediately shown a red card by the official and subsequently had to be held back by other teammates while continuing his argument with his teammate after slapping him in the face. right? Now, we've seen Bryce Harper and Jonathan Papelbon go at it in the Nationals dugout. We've seen other incidents where teammates have had disagreements, right? Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne on the sideline in Dallas. Merry Christmas, everybody. So maybe this isn't that far out of line, but you know what? Slapping your teammate in the face after apparently he made a mistake and did something he shouldn't do is not exactly being a good teammate. It doesn't matter how mad you are. It doesn't matter how much of a screw-up the teammate made. You simply don't do that, you big-ass dummy. And you deserve to get ejected and a red card and suspended. And how about this? Kicked off the damn team. Fired. Anybody that did that on my team, hey, Mac, if you slapped me across the face, do you know what you would be doing tomorrow?
Be in a hospital? You look like you beat me up.
Not necessarily. I'm not threatening physical violence, but you wouldn't be running this show.
Yeah, no.
We wouldn't be working together.
Mm-hmm. You'll catch me in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a piece of paper towel over my face.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, perhaps. Be wandering aimlessly about in the Navy Yard. But I have confidence in you that no matter how much I piss you off, you're not going to slap me in the face.
Never. Okay. I'm a lover. Not a fighter.
Not a fighter.
Yeah.
Attaboy. Attaboy. I'm proud of you. Don't let anybody tell you that I'm not proud of you. I'm not proud of this guy, and that's why he's the dumb of the day. All right, let's quickly try and get to Coleman here in D.C. He's been hanging on forever.
Oh, sweet.
And squeeze him in here before the end of the show. Coleman, how are you?
I'm good. First time caller.
Well, nice to have you aboard.
Long time listener.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to have you aboard.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Yeah. We used to do that, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's all good. On the injury front, yeah, you should be glad not to rush Jaden in the back. As I told AMAC, I'm a Packers supporter and a Arsenal supporter. So in both areas, I've watched many an injured player get rushed back too early, mm-hmm. end up with another injury or two. Like there was a longer term joke with Arsenal that it was injury FC. So, you definitely don't want your sporting team to be known more for its injuries than having people on the field. So take all the time you need to go ahead and get the guy back healthy and right. It's just that simple.
Well, even if they take an extra week, which they're going to do here, I mean, it doesn't mean that he's A, going to be ready next week, and B, that he's not going to get injured again, right? They could clear him and say, no, it's healed, and he could do the same damn thing again and get hurt again, right? It's kind of the same thing with Terry McLaurin back a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City. It can happen again. The question is the question is, for me, I don't believe they would put him out there unless he's, you know, pretty damn close to 100% or at 100%, whatever that goes into that determination. I just hope what doesn't come out of this is that Jaden gets another injury for a fourth different unique injury this year alone and has to miss more time. Because then at that point, it's hard to go into the offseason or hard to go into next year having any level of confidence that he could stay on the field.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, appreciate you, Coleman. Thank you. Appreciate you calling the show. And make sure you make another call. I appreciate you listening. Thank you. We're not going to be able to get to Dale in Hyattsville. Sorry, Dale. Call back tomorrow. I apologize. We're just out of time. We've got to make way for Linnell Willingham because otherwise, big old Linnell gets mad when I make him a little bit late. So I don't want to make anybody mad. I've already made one caller mad today. I don't need Linnell mad at me. Thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you on the phones. Thanks to everyone who listened. Good show today. Rambunctious, feisty. More coming at you tomorrow at 1 o'clock after Carolina and San Francisco. Caps and jackets tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Adios.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.